Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. What's going on?
Fuck all.
Fuck all.
Fuck all.
Fuck all, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I'm tired. I'm moody. Fuck off.
All of the above. Yep. Yeah, nice. Nice. How are you? I'm tired. Yep, tired. Busy. Big day. It's raining for the first time in weeks. It rained yesterday. It stormed yesterday. So, yeah, that's it. It's about as exciting as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, tried to do washing today, and it's just I'm sitting there with a blow dryer because, well, it's raining. I don't have a dryer, so.
Blow dryer.
Yeah, you know, like a hair dryer.
We just put clothes in front of the fireplace.
Oh, yeah. Find a Queensland home that, like, how many Queensland homes have you been in has a fireplace?
My first girlfriend had a fireplace, and that's where I lost my virginity.
On the fireplace, or, like,
oh, yeah, in front of it? Oh, yeah, on the fireplace. In front of it, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, right. Up north, though.
Yeah, back in Bundy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did I just DC? I may DC. Who knows? Let's see what happens. Yeah. Hopefully my internet doesn't shit the bed with this storm that's coming through. So we'll just crack right into it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I got fucking...
Same thing?
Yeah.
Ah, well, I think it's working fine. It's still going. I saw Joker 2 last week. It was dog shit. Don't go see it.
Yeah. Sucked. Yeah. I haven't even seen the first one.
That's all you need to see. Just watch the first one. Stop there. That's a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
Fucking really good fucking movie. Gosh, you are a grumpy cunt tonight, aren't you?
I'm just not interested in the Joker.
You don't have to be interested in the Joker. It's a completely irrelevant. It's an irrelevant movie. It's like not a part of anything
I've
like
spoken
that.
About it before. I hate everything that like the Joker and Harley Quinn stand for. And just how people idolize their shit, and it makes me angry. Whatever.
You would enjoy it. It's a, you know, it's got nothing to do with the comic books, like at all.
So portray a crazy person.
No. It doesn't. I wouldn't call him crazy. It's a completely new. Written type of thing. Anyway, regardless, it was shit. The second one was shit. I was disappointed. First one was really good.
The last time I went to the movies was for Deadpool 3, and I didn't regret it in the slightest.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was a fucking brilliant movie.
They're all good.
Best movie of the year.
Yeah. Yep. That didn't really have anything to compete with, really. Like, just hands down.
Yeah, I can't think of any movies that have come out this year or anything coming out that I'm actually excited. I remember, like, I used to really, like, follow, like, oh, yeah, there's a new movie coming out. Like, can't wait to see it. Actually, there's that one that I sent you ages ago that
Red One.
I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out next month. Yeah,
oh, yeah, boy.
I haven't forgotten.
Neither have I.
That one looks really good. Yeah,
it's a Christmas movie with The Rock kicking ass.
Yeah,
so I'm fucking down.
Yeah. It'll be
stupid.
It'll be stupid, but yeah. Those movies are just fantastic. Like, it's just Dwayne Johnson going around punching snowmen. I'm here for it. Like,
if it snowed in Australia, I would totally go around punching people snowmen.
Yeah. I've never seen snow.
Me either.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no.
I was
meant to go to New Zealand on a family vacation with my now ex-wife and kids, so.
I guess you're not going.
Guess I'm not fucking going.
I've never seen it. Snowball fights would be pretty cool.
Like, we both know that we're both going to piss in the snow and make a snowball and throw it at each other.
Oh, yeah. A bit of yellow snow.
Yeah. And then we're going to try and snowboard like we're fucking cool kids, and we're both going to end up in hospital.
Worth it.
Fuck yeah. Worth it.
Let's set up a whole little track, like little mounds, and just be like going downhill and just like over bumps.
I'd hide inside a little mound, like, and as you go to do a jump, I'd just burst out the snow and make shit yourself.
That'd be good. Family vacations.
We didn't really do many family vacations, like, growing up. Like, no. We did, but they're always the same shit. It was always like, let's go to the sunny coast for a couple of nights. Let's go to Brisbane for a couple of nights. It's like, been there a million fucking times.
It's only so much of the same shit you can see.
Yeah. I remember one year we went to the Gold Coast and went to Dreamworld.
Oh, yeah.
Because it had gotten that expensive to go to the local show every year. Like, it got to the point that it was the same price to travel to fucking 5 hours to the Gold Coast, go to Dreamworld for the day, as it was to stay in Bundy and go to the show for a night or two. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking ludicrous.
Yep. Yeah, we used to do that as well, but we didn't have to go as far.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we didn't go to the Ecker show.
Ecker?
Mm.
I've never been to the Ecker.
I've been a couple of times, but... it's not all that it's hyped up to be. Like, it's just like any show, really. Like, I don't know.
Lots of rides, lots of expensive show bags, ludicrously expensive food, parking. You're gonna catch some sort of fucking sickness, and it's gonna set your social anxiety off because every prick and his dog's gonna be all up in your shit. Yeah. You just want to swing on someone.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of crowds. We've already had this chat.
I'm fucking crowds.
Don't like it at all. I'm not a fan of
people. Just in general.
Yeah, anyway.
Fuck you.
We've got quite a fair bit to chat about. We're going to have to try and shorten it down. Because you are short. There is way too much... parts to this topic.
TLDR.
Hey.
TLDR.
TLDR, yes.
Too long, didn't read. Family's good for your mental health if they're good people. See you later.
Yep, congratulations, you've summed it up. Yeah, so we'll chat about...
Am I fucking wrong?
No, that's pretty much it.
If you've got a healthy family, you got a good shot at having a healthy mental health. Yeah,
that works.
Sound right, but it was right.
Yeah. Good English. English good.
Fucking English.
It's more difficult than it needs to be. You know?
It is.
You know? So, Anyway, yes. But
you struggle.
I do struggle every day. We're going to talk about mental health issues within families. We're going to very much just touch on that because that is just way too big. Mainly I want to really talk about is just the not feeling worthy within your family. Hmm. You know what I mean? No? Well, I was doing some research, and apparently it's a big, big factor in, like, a lot of younger kids, like, coming through when they grow up, the feeling of, like, not feeling worth anything within your family or not feeling good enough for your family can lead to lots of different mental health implications.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You see those reels on Instagram where it's like talking about the siblings and it's like, you may be the favorite sibling, but I'm the sibling they call when shit needs to be get done.
I haven't seen those.
Probably because they don't apply to you.
No, probably not.
That's why I see them. I didn't feel unworthy.
That's good. Yeah, anyway, so I don't know, chat about that a little bit because I think that's quite interesting. And then the just positive relationships within a family and how that can boost your general well-being. It's kind of like you summed it up before, like, you know, if you've got good people around you in your family, there's a good chance things are going to be good. But that's not always the case.
So. No. I'm pretty sure I've cut, like, every member of my family out at least once.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't speak to my mum for fucking years. I didn't speak to my grandma for years. I didn't fucking talk to my dad for years. My youngest sister, fuck me. Like, I don't remember the last time we had a good conversation.
It's weird, isn't it? We always wonder why, like, you know, how I can get to that point, hey. But it happens. I've done the same. Yeah. So, conflict of interest, I think, is the right phrase.
I think I'm just stubborn.
Well, is that too? And generally, if you're stubborn, a lot of your family members are stubborn. I think that's something that's kind of put through your genes.
Like diarrhea. Hereditary. Runs in your genes.
Same as, being stubborn. It's true, though. But, you know. The amount of, like, there's the other way, too. Like, you may have siblings, but there's also lots of people who don't have siblings. Only child. And I think sometimes that can be quite challenging. Not that I've been in that situation. I've got siblings. But they'd
you
be quite challenging.
You've got two sisters, don't you?
Yeah. He's not going to listen to this.
He's never going to hear that joke.
No, he's never going to hear it, but we'll appreciate it. But like, only child, people that you want to kind of surround yourself with are just, friends and things like that, or in, your age and like cousins and stuff like that. Like, that would be difficult, right? Like, I don't know. I can imagine it would be difficult. Got no idea what it's like. But I know people that were a single child, and they found it really challenging. Yeah.
I thought of a really sick burn for my sisters. I was going to say I wasn't quite an only child. I was raised with two dogs. They're never going to watch this thing. I get along with one of them. Nice. She sends me reels every other day.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's usually just her and I swapping mental health reels about our parents and our family trauma fucked us up.
Nice. Like,
hey, I can relate to that.
Wonder if my sibling can too.
That's it. Yeah, she sends me a reel. She's like, it's us. It's our family. And I'm like,
fuck. Yeah, right. So, it's quite interesting. There's lots of different things a part of this topic that we can dive into. But yeah, main thing, I guess, is just mental health issues within families. So I've been doing, well, I read a little bit, not too much. There's a few good articles out there about family engagement when it comes to mental health patients. So if you've got someone in your family that's going through mental health struggles, there is some research and some ideas around the fact that involving the family can be good. But
I wanted nothing to do with my family when I was going through my struggles.
Yeah, like that's what I was just about to say. Like, that's good in theory, but it all comes down to what the you know, the person going through it wants or needs. And if, especially if a lot of the, you know, trauma or a lot of the things that have, you know, stemmed from to get to that point have come from family, then I highly doubt that they're going to want their family involved with the process. So,
like, I'm not blaming my family for like all my mental health problems, but like, didn't help.
Yeah.
No, I think that's probably that's part of the reason why when I do have mental health issues, I'm like, I do it. I deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so there'd be a huge amount of challenges when it came to that, when it comes to involving family with mental health, you know, recovery and all that sort of stuff. But there'd be lots of advantages too.
Well, that like investigative journal that I sent you, that link, it was saying that studies have shown that people who have a healthy relationship with their siblings tend to be less depressed and have mental health issues when they're older compared to people who have shitty relationships with their siblings. How was your relationship with your siblings, Caleb?
Good. Good now. Growing up.
Fucking excuse
maybe,
them.
Maybe different. Who fucking knows? Yeah, oh no, that's right. I think that's a really cool thing. I think if you do have a really good relationship with your siblings, it can help dramatically. It stops that that feeling of feeling alone.
That's true.
You know, like I think that's a big part.
I guess like, especially growing up, like you can't just, like as an adult, you can kind of lean on your friends. But as a child, it's like you kind of, you're in it together.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah. Just small stuff. You know, you couldn't do this or whatever. And you were told no as a kid, but you know, all of you siblings were told no or whatever, you couldn't do that. You know, at least you could all have a cry about it together. You know what I mean? Like, there's all
shit.
I
had to explain someone. You know, I told you about that conversation on Saturday that I had with that chick. So we were talking about something and she made a joke about me. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, you can't hurt me. I used to hold a torch for my dad.
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't get it.
I mean, maybe not a lot of people maybe help their dad on the car or just
sure
in general.
It's like a universally understood concept. Like,
yeah, well, it's just
knows
everything.
If your old man's working on the car, like.
Yeah. Not even just the car, though. We're just working on anything. Fixing stuff around the house, and you've got to hold the torch, and you fucking move it, and then you know about
three.
It.
You fucking know about it.
You fuck around, you find out.
I hate working on shit.
What's that?
Fucking makes me mad.
Like fixing stuff.
Hey.
Like fixing stuff, or like
yeah,
making
fucking
stuff.
Hey. Yeah.
What about like building IKEA?
Yeah, you should have seen me building my computer. I wanted to yeet that shit.
That's great. Hmm. Fair enough. Do you read instructions? It's your problem. Throw the instructions away.
Yeah.
Go off book.
Yeah.
I haven't had a problem.
I have a problem.
All right. So, so lots of different, obviously, mental health issues. It can arise within families, other people going through it in your family. You could be going through it by yourself, and not having some siblings around can be tricky. But otherwise, well, you may not have parents around. So that's a whole other thing. And a whole heap of other things that come up there, like, you know, the feeling of abandonment and lots.
Then you know, really would feel not worthy.
Yeah, right. So that's just quite daunting, and those things can weigh on you and definitely impact your mental health and capacity.
I fucking hate this topic.
Yeah, it's not an easy one, is it? No.
No.
No. No, it's not an easy one. It's not an easy one to talk about. It's super important.
It's like, you can't even like bring up fucking stories and shit. Like, what am I gonna do?
Nah.
Fucking bring up stories about my past, and it's like, nah. I know like some of my family watches this, and it's like, and I don't wanna, and it's like, it's not even that I don't want to like throw them under the bus. It's like, it's like shit that I've already fucking, like, we've already dealt with. Like, you know, it's like we've already fucking, like, you know, lived through it, moved on from it, and fucking healed by it. And it's like, and I don't really want to fucking throw it on the internet and be like, oh, look, and then someone gets fucking upset because of, like, you know, normally we've got cool stories to tell you, but got any fucking cool stories to tell you?
No, not personal ones. I've got stories of other people that I, like, won't name, obviously, and, you know, the effects of that and stuff like that. Well, like, for example, I used to know some people growing up. They were quite a wealthy family, and the two kids and mum and dad at home as well. Anyway, the one was really, like, good straight shooter, and one was the complete opposite, just really, really bad. Fell into the wrong crowd, et cetera, et cetera, but just wouldn't give it a go. And, like, I could just imagine, like, eventually how that bad kid would have felt seeing his other sibling doing so well, getting so much praise. And, like, the thing that gets me is, like, the upbringing was exactly the same. Like, nothing was different. So
candidates for nurture versus nature.
Yeah. So it's interesting how sometimes these situations are like that, and you just think, like, yeah, what happened? But maybe that's the thing. Maybe there was some mental health issues there, and things didn't get managed. There wasn't a lot of engagement. That's what one of the articles talk about as well, is the amount of engagement within families and how that's such a important part to assisting and talking through different mental health things when they arise, just to be able to get on top of it, just to, like, kind of beat that stigma around it, like, you know, toughen up. And we always talk about this. It's such an Australian thing too. Toughen up.
Suck it up, mate.
You'll be right. Yep, that's it. So, just sort of...
Don't be such a pussy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Stop crying, or I'll give you something to really cry about.
That was my favourite.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to think of some other ones now. Yeah, but you ever got the "I'll turn this car right round"? Like, I want to turn this car around. We're going home.
I got kicked out of the car.
You got kicked out of the car?
Yeah, I was like, we're going to see grandma and granddad. I don't even remember what the fuck I did, but yeah, dad fucking kicked me out of the car and told me I had to walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's happened to one of us as well. And we got left. I think one of us definitely got left at the shops on purpose because we didn't want to leave. So I think Mum's just like, all right, we're going. The rest of us just went. Yep.
You probably deserved it.
Yeah, probably. It's probably me too. Probably ended up walking home or something.
I got lost in the shops.
Did ya?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Did you get enticed by something and wandered off? You saw the Barbies,
some nice
didn't you?
Guy was offering me candy in the change rooms. I'm joking.
You left the candy and took the nice guy? That's terrible.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Anyway, I don't really want to talk too much more. That's pretty much all we're going to talk about, really, is just a quick chat. Just talk to your family.
What's like the main points that we're trying to take away from it?
Well, just the same shit as
always.
Family's
important.
Family is important. But actually, this is one thing I was going to bring up. Extended family.
Actually,
I've got a point
to bring up too.
This gives me the shits. So maybe it's different because if you don't grow up in like a big immediate family, it would be pretty easy to try and cling on to some extended family, especially if they're maybe cousins or things like that, your age when you're growing up, stuff like that. And then when you get later in life and you're adults and stuff, like even then, the seeking of justification, like justifying your existence to your extended family and having to be, you know, the best thing, and there's a lot of stigma around that, and it gives me the shits. You know what I mean? I feel like you got to be like the best family within all the extended families. And anyway, gives me the shits. It was a little bit of that when I grew up. And I've seen some other people go through it when, like, they get into adulthood and they don't feel like they fit in with any of their extended family. And they're like, it's kind of like you're trying to get, I can't think of the word, but like, you want to feel like you're good enough for your extended family. And I think that's a lot of crap. I think that's way too much like baggage to put on top of yourself and not worth the mental strain. So,
Yeah, I never had to worry about that. Like, this is going to sound arrogant as shit, but fuck you, judge me all you want. I never had to worry about that because, like, I always considered, like, my immediate family was kind of, like, better off than all of my extended family. Mm. Like, especially on my dad's side of the family. Like, dad's got fucking too many brothers and sisters. He's 3 sisters and a brother or something like that. And they all pretty much lived at home with their mum and dad still. And were all just like morbidly obese, unemployed people. So it's like, I was like, not even playing the same game. Like, I know that kind of sounds arrogant, but yeah, I never felt like I had to compare myself to them. It was just like.
Yeah. No, it's that's interesting. I just wanted to bring that up because it's a good point you make, actually. Yeah, I feel like it can be similar to social media sometimes, but within like your family, you know, you're trying to compare yourself.
Like, I've definitely seen it. Like, you know, I've like dated people who have had like big families, and they come from like upper class families. I don't know why the fuck they dated me, but whatever. But you see it. It's like, yeah, they're all kind of like competing with each other. It's like, well, I got a new car. It's like, I got a new house. I went to this vacation spot, blah, 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 blah. And you're just like, I got a pint of Coke for $5 and it was fucking Tops.
Yeah, I know. Seems like a different world, doesn't it? But
yeah.
Anyway, I can't imagine that being healthy at all. And good for anyone.
I got a point I want to bring up. It's my dick. Yeah, go and choke on it, bitch. See, now the people that listen to the podcast aren't going to get that. I'm talking about Caleb drinking his water bottle, not what I said, but anyway.
Yeah, listening like, and not watching.
It's like, as I took a drink. Yeah. Anyway, family. Family is important, and they can be really good for your mental health. But if you honestly feel like your family's fucking toxic as dog shit and they're no good for you, don't be afraid to cut them out.
Yeah.
You do not have to keep people in your life. Doesn't matter if it's your mum, your dad, your fucking brothers, your sisters, whoever. Doesn't fucking matter. If they're no good for you, they're no good for you.
Yeah.
Fuck them off.
Yeah. Like, no, good point.
Yeah. Just thought I would bring that up. Like, I think that's a very important one. Like, because, you know, people always have that, like, stigma where it's like, oh, no, but, you know, it's like, I'm going to use my mum, for example. Like, you know, I cut her out for, I want to say, like, 3 or 4 years. We had a disagreement, and it blew up big time, and I stopped talking to her. I was like, yep, no, don't talk to me anymore. And we didn't talk for years until Aria, my daughter, was born. And then it was a very slow process of like bringing her back into my life. At the time, I felt justified. I was like, "Yeah, fuck you." Like,
yeah. Well, that's it. Like, you got to look out for number one first, you know, yourself. Yeah. So I really like that point. Yeah. Because sometimes, like, families can push your mental health backwards. So when you are trying to get on top of your mental health and you're trying to put steps into place and take precautions so that you can, you know, push and strive to a greater general mental health, you've got to cut whatever you need to out of it. Absolutely. Yep. That includes family. That extends to friends, all that sort of thing. Yeah. You got to do what's right for you.
That's it. Like, it doesn't matter how long your friendship's been going on. Like, I had a guy that I was like fucking ride or die with for shit, like, I want to say like 8 years. We did a lot of shit with each other. Had each other's fuck off.
Just hand stuff or?
Shut up. We had each other's backs through like a lot. And, it got to the point where I was like, this guy's no fucking good for me. And then, yeah, we had an argument and cut him out. And it's like, you know, there goes like 8 years of like brotherhood, essentially.
Yep.
So, yeah, if people are no good, people are no good.
Nah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's probably the best take. Best thing to take away from all of this crap that we've discussed, to be honest.
I feel like this is a shit episode. Like, I just feel like we haven't fucking done anything.
No.
But we have. Like, it just, I don't know.
It's just one of those, I don't know, we made it cruisy because we didn't want to do it. we just brushed over it because we're not interested in this at all.
It's not that we're not interested. It's just like, it's like I said before, like, we can't get like super into it like we normally do. Like, normally we make everything relatable as shit, and it's like, we make it fun, we make it interesting, but this is like one of those topics that, like, I've been thinking about it all week. Like, Like, I haven't forgotten about it like I normally fucking do.
No, I didn't forget about this one either.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck am I going to say? Like, what are we going to talk about? Like, how are we going to tie families into mental health? Like, yeah, having a good family around you is great to support you. And then having a shit family around you can really fuck you up in the long run. It's like, cool, let's turn that into a fucking 60-minute episode. Like, how? And I can't tell personal stories because I don't want to fucking burn bridges and start arguments.
Oh, I think we've done all right.
I think we've covered like the important things.
Yeah. Hopefully it was enjoyable. Oh, well, let's have a quick break and then talk about some music and then, yeah, we're back in a moment.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Talked about family and mental health. Been great. Move it on.
Oh, my thumb burns back.
Yeah, it's
I had to give thumbs up, and that's just what it does.
it's like, what? I'm almost gonna turn your hand.
Both of them do it, like.
Oh, yeah, right. I've seen people like double jointed like fingers and stuff, and they can like, you know. Whoa, that's far.
Yeah, they both do it too.
No, like, I'm good. I saw it the first time. I'm good. I believe you. I was not expecting that.
That was my elbows like hyperextend too.
Yeah, right. I don't have any double jointed fingers, bones, elbows, knees, anything like that. No. Yeah, just a generic, boring, short person. Certainly does. I was going to say something. I'm completely weirded out and grossed out by your thumbs now. Yeah, thumbs up. Nice. Music. What's tickling your pickle? I know it's tickling your pickle. But.
You don't know what I'm going to talk about.
I've got no idea what you're going to talk about.
That's fucking right.
I just haven't know what's been tickling your pickle.
My hand. Browning.
The Browning.
I had a very good Saturday afternoon and night. And one of friends. Yeah, I did.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Next one of us.
Fuck, suck, dickhead. I got voice messages from a very intoxicated Caleb again, confessing that he loved me and that he was very drunk.
I don't know about that.
Do you want me to bring it up?
No, it's good. I'll go back and listen.
I'll bring the messages up.
I'll go back and listen later.
I love you, man. You're so gay when you get drunk. I love you, man.
I couldn't walk straight.
I bet you could. It sounded like you couldn't talk.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I could hear. I'm like, you're going to vomit tonight.
Yep. Let's leave it at that.
He was drunk. He was white girl wasted.
I was white girl wasted. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been white girl wasted. Anyway.
I don't feel like it was that long ago, to be honest. But anyway, The Browning. It's a super fucking heavy band. My mate sent me this like AI-generated video, and they'd put this song over it. And I was just like, this video is shit. Like, it was just like a reel that he sent me. It was meant to like trip me out. And the song, though, that was playing over it, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I need this song. This is really good. And so I, like, did a bit of a fucking dig around and found it, and it was Soul Drift by The Browning off of their upcoming album Omni. And it's heavy as shit. It's super fucking heavy, but they also have, like, electronic, like trippy kind of music sections and shit. It's, like, weird. It's, like, a really weird blend. Okay. But I enjoyed the absolute fuck out of it. And, yeah, I listened to that. But then I also just smashed the absolute shit out of True Power by I Prevail and have been for, like, 2 weeks now since I saw them live. I was just, yeah. I didn't want to talk about them because I'm pretty sure I spoke about them last week.
Mm.
And you were meant to add, like, Body Bag. But now I just want that whole fucking album on the playlist. The whole every thing. Song's great, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I didn't see that coming.
What have you been listening to, Caleb? Yeah, second season.
I haven't been listening to much music. No. 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 Nothing new. Nothing exciting. No. No. But I was going to talk about, I don't know, you may have seen it. There's some chick on Instagram, I assume TikTok as well. I can't remember the name, does these music covers of different, lots of different songs, but she does them on children's musical instruments.
Yeah.
I binged some of that the other day.
Mm.
Fucking excellent. Like, just
really well done.
And just, yeah. Thoroughly impressed at how well she plays these little instruments. Like, I'm talking a 3-string electric, like, guitar that's like 40 centimeters, 50 centimeters.
Yeah, they're all like kids' instruments.
Like the little xylophone, the little bloody piano thing that makes like a really honky tonk kind of sound, and then throws, and does her own, I guess, remixed words or vocals.
Reimagined
is probably the best word for it. Yeah. And it's great. And it's all about being a mum, being a parent. So yeah, thoroughly enjoy them. I think they're really funny, really intelligent, and I just enjoy watching them. So that's my music.
You know what happens in 2 days? On the 11th of October. You don't know?
No. It's on the 11th of October. Is that Friday?
I'll let you know in the morning.
On the Friday. Doesn't an album come out? You've told me. I don't know.
Offspring.
Can't remember. Is that already? Is that coming out already? Really? In 2 days?
The 11th of October, yep.
I don't think I've listened to the new single. Didn't you say another single had dropped? A third single?
I think it was.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, that's something to look forward to. Yeah. That's my music. I'm enjoying the music in a new game that I've been playing. You don't like the game, so we'll skim over that. You can't like anything. You don't like anything.
What fucking music in it? Oh, wait, no, there wasn't a bard.
You wouldn't fucking know. You've there played 2 hours.
She was pretty cool.
The bard.
What?
You've been to one area, one music. I can play the game and find out.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're old and boring. Throne and Liberty, I've been playing and been enjoying the music in that. It's really well composed. There's a lot of really nice composed music in it. Really nice. I'm enjoying playing it and listening to some of the compositions that are sitting behind it.
Know what else has got good music in it?
PUBG.
Fucking World of Warcraft. Yeah, that too. World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yep.
Those are fucking good.
Yep. World of Warcraft has really good music. Yeah. Yeah, good music. It's a lot of good music in games. Trying to think of my favorite. Can't think of it off the top of my head, but...
What's your favourite score? Yeah.
Told you this. Dark Knight. Always will be. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Incredible score. Incredible. It is, though. Like, fight me about it, because prove me wrong. Fuck it, I'm off. You can shove that fucking bent thumb right up where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. Star Wars and Lord of the Rings is shit all over the Dark Knight, but whatever.
Not Star Wars, but Lord of the Rings comes in at a very close second. Yeah. They're so different. That Star Wars was the first to do it, right? It was the first to do it. They were the first to, like, incorporate different, like, compositions for, I guess, feelings and different characters and different settings. Yeah. And they did it really, really well. Yeah. So, yeah. They go down as the OG because it was just done so well. But the Dark Knight took that idea and did it 10 times better. Yeah, really good. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it. I already did. I wrote a 3,000-word essay at uni about it and got a fucking 98% on it. So
we got a D minus for
it. No, that's it. That's all my interesting stuff. But yeah, playing the new game. Don't know. Listen to The Offspring on Friday.
Yeah, can. Continue to listen to I Prevail.
Better start listening to some Coldplay. I'm seeing them in November down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Not a huge fan. I was of their earlier stuff. Like, I love. I can't even think of the album now. But you know, I like the old tracks like Clocks and Yellow and In My Place. And they've had a few along the way that I haven't minded either. The Milo Exlotto album. Oh, loved that album. That's fantastic. Yeah. Yep. That's what you should have listened to on Saturday. that would have taken you somewhere. It's a really good, really good album. I vividly remember playing. This is cringe. I don't listen to it anymore because it brings up this memory of playing. You remember Habbo Hotel? Is that what it was called? I think it was. You ever play that game? Yeah. For some reason, I have vivid memories about that game and listening to that album.
That's incredible. Is that like your song that you've got like cringy memories to?
Yeah. Like if I listen to that album, I'm like, ooh, like I was young and dumb. And but it's a great album, really cool.
I've got one song that I have like a really cringy memory to. It was like this song that came out when I was in primary school, and it was like, "Where's Johnny?" Boom, 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 boom. You know that song? Like,
I don't think I know that song.
It was like I don't even know how it got onto like commercial radio. It was like dance as fuck.
Yeah, right. I'll have to listen to it.
But I was obsessed with it. And then one of the other kids that I was like hanging out with, he became obsessed with it. I remember like pulling up to like hop out and go to school. And it was like you know, like your fireman's like poles on the playgrounds. It was like spinning around on top of one of those, being like, "Where's Johnny?" And it was like screaming it at me as I walked into school, and I just cringed as fuck.
Stop listening to it.
Yep.
That was it. Yep.
I feel cringe thinking about it. I can still picture him.
Wee.
Fuck up, dickhead.
Nice one.
I'll spit on your pole.
Well, you can do that next week when we talk about. Hey.
1 month.
Until. Until
exactly 1 month.
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean? You're arriving on the 9th.
No, the 8th. Or is it the 9th? Is it the 9th? Are you sure? Did I book it for the 9th? Oh, I'm glad you're with it because I forgot. I know, it's that weekend, but yes, it is a month. Oh, yes, because it's a Saturday now, not the Friday. That's right, I changed it. I had Friday in my head. Yes, it'll be the 9th. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Fucking
1 month.
Question me, bitch.
Someone's excited.
Yeah, I am. I fucking am excited.
That's good. I'm glad. What are we talking about next week?
Everyone needs to leave a comment too and like figure out what I'm going to put on the name card when I pick him up from the airport. Like, his online nickname is Bomber, and I can't walk into an airport with a big card that says Bomber. Like, I mean, that's not going to end well for me. I'm getting stripped.
You can. It's just.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already get fucking randomly selected for bomb screening whenever I go into a fucking airport now. I'm not even joking. As soon as I got my face tattooed, the next time I went to an airport, it's like, you've been selected for bomb screening. I'm like, yeah, okay. Sick.
I crack the shits because I always get asked to get scanned with the metal detector thing.
I don't think I've ever not been scanned.
At the football? Every time. And they only have not everyone goes through it. Like, they'll pull someone aside.
Oh.
But it's just like every time I walk into a stadium, they're like, yep, come to the side. I'm like, why do I look like someone's carrying a knife or something? I don't know. I am, but don't pull me aside.
Profiling me.
Yeah, fuck.
Well done, you're right, but fuck you for doing it. I always get pulled aside on that shit. Like, every time I go through a scanner, it's like, okay, pull aside, fucking sweep you, check all your shit, and it's like, cool, you've been selected for bomb screening now. And I'm like, why? Like, fucking, why? Look, he's got a beard and a face tattoo. He's got a bomb.
Yeah.
No, I am the fucking bomb, bitch.
Tell him that next time.
No. Nah. Like, I'm all for fucking around and finding out.
Then you're going to get a couple of fingers up the, you know.
Maybe I should. It's been a while.
Get them to fish around there for a little bit, see what they can find.
You're like, maybe it's a little bit deeper. Like, maybe put another one left. In. Like,
to the left.
That took a fucking tangent, didn't it?
It certainly did. All right, next week, we don't know what we're talking about, so it's going to be another surprise. Yeah, look out for that. Sucks to suck. It's okay to not be okay.
See, it's not weak to speak.
Bye.